A&M Consolidated is made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The pregame show is sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Waterwell Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, DVR Material, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Glenn College, Tegler Toyota, J&A Roofing, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go out to the field and your host, Doug Brown, after these words from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Texas weather is unpredictable. Make sure your heating and cooling unit will work properly when you need it most. Modern Air Solutions, your locally owned heating and cooling technicians, specializes in the sales and installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems, but they can also service any problems with an existing unit. Call Modern Air Solutions at 979-451-5004. That number is 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions, honest work with always a fair price. Financing available. License number TACLA 74166E.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
Yet for a little bit, as we welcome you out to Alumni Field, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you, and the Brenham Cubettes getting set to take on the College Station Lady Cougars, and this is a special day here. Of course, this was supposed to be played last night, but due to the weather, ended up having to be pushed back a day. But the Cubettes and the Cougars getting set for this district matchup, and it's also the honoring of the 20th anniversary of the 2005 state championship team.
I tell you what, it's a double congratulations today. The girls, the Cubettes are going to get to play their game, plus such a special day to honor that 2005 team, which is a very, very special day, and it's going to be nice to see some of those individuals come back.
Matter of fact, I think they're going to do that. So, do the ceremony now. So let's go ahead and we can stick the microphone out the window here and pick that up.
In 2005, the Cubettes won the second softball state championship in program history. The 18-4A district champs defeated Port Neches Groves in area, Montgomery in the regional quarterfinals, Angleton in the regional semifinals, and district rival Klein Oak 2-0 in the regional finals. In the state semifinals, they defeated Andrews 4-1 and won the state championship with a score of 2-1 in the 11th inning against Justin Northwest. Brennan finished the season with a record of 38-5-1.
The all come down to the state championship game for 4A, the Venom Scout and the Lady Texas of Justin Northwest. Two to this, struck her out. Ben Wiggler has struck out four here in the first few innings. And the second in the low is three up, three down. Two shots a little open, left there. Oh, he's got a left back.
And now, introducing the 2005 Brennan Cubettes. Number one, Kayla Alvis. Number two, Haley Long. Number three, Chelsea Hickman. Number four, Nicole Wilkie. Number five, Megan Lieberman. Number six, Jennifer Huntsman. Number seven, Devin Krieger. Number eight, Katie Bush Roberts. Number nine, Carly Winkleman. Number 10, Amy Balky. Number 11, Tiffany Dahlquist. Number 12, Jessica Winand. Number 14, Nicole Kubetska. Number 15, Caroline Witt. Number 17, Amber Perry. Number 19, Ashley Curry. Number 20, Holly Long. Number 21, Kristen Klausmeier. And the manager, Lauren Eben. And again, this is what made these girls small town famous. Head tip coach was Wade Wilson. Assistant coaches, Melissa Lynch, Aaron Thibodeau, and David Bronner.
Coach Wilson, sorry I couldn't make it tonight. We're in Arkansas playing a series up here and able to get down there and enjoy this with you guys. And I think back 20 years ago, it didn't seem like that long ago, first of all. But at that point, two of the greatest days of my life happened in about 2 weeks of each other. And the first was winning the state championship with all you guys. And then our triples were born 16 years later. So I was on cloud nine there for a long time. But I'm fortunate to still have close relationships with a bunch of you guys. And all gone on to do great things and super proud of you. And I wish I was there celebrating with you guys. Enjoy it. I know I get to relive the championship anytime I watch an event and see a team win a championship. It brings back a lot of great memories with you guys. A bunch of great competitors and great human beings. Sorry I couldn't be there.
Thanks again, ladies, and thanks all for all you've done for Cubette softball.
All right.
Now, if you would please direct your attention to the pitching circle. The winner of our first pitch tonight is 2005 state championship pitcher Megan Winkleman, also known as Coach Whalen around here. Let's see if she's still got it. She's still got it. All right, thanks again, ladies. And now it's time to get ready for a district ball game between the College Station and...
All right, and that is the pregame ceremony, and we'll be back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Need your PC repaired but hate to tear it down and haul it to the computer store? Those days are gone. If you call Computer Helpers, they offer remote repair services to fix all kinds of software issues. All you need is an internet connection, and Computer Helpers can log in and remotely fix and repair your Mac or PC. Just call the nerds at Computer Helpers at 979-836-6098. The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinn Buccaneers baseball softball season.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines and artisan bakery and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
Coming back here as we continue with more of the pregame show. For those of you just joining us, this is the Cubette game that was supposed to be played last night. Unfortunately, due to the rain passing through, it ended up getting postponed, but we're glad to be here with you on a Saturday afternoon and bring this one to you from Alumni Field here in Brenham. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange as the Cubettes and the College Station Lady Cougars get set to go at it. And last time College Station won the matchup between these two teams. Now Brenham hopefully, with being on the home turf, looking for better results this time.
We definitely are hoping for that. The Cubettes are definitely going to have a test because College Station, as you and I both know, they have a very quality softball team. And, there were some comments made about maybe could they have played this game yesterday evening, but I'm looking at her now, Doug, and there's still a couple of spots that are a little on the damp side.
Yeah.
So I feel that they made the better choice.
Yeah, and so we'll see what happens here today. Of course, the other district games were able to be played last night, they were able to get those in. So now this the last one as they're starting the second half of district play officially tonight. And Cubettes are 3-3, or this afternoon rather, Cubettes 3-3, and looking to gain some ground. Currently in currently tied for third place, and tied for fourth place, and so looking to see if they could what they could do here. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineups. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-7000. 6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area's sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Brenham Cub baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Brenham Cub baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
As we come back here, it's time now to take a look at our starting lineups brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you. Call for a free quote. And for College Station, we'll be calling you Carry On, leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the catcher, Chloe Ream. Batting third will be the pitcher, Gracie Ream. Batting fourth will be second baseman Shannon Yates. Batting fifth will be the center fielder Hayden Urban. Batting sixth, third baseman Amber Aguiar. Batting seventh will be the designated player Dallas Arellano. And she'll be hitting for the first baseman Aubrey Litton. Batting eighth, right fielder Mia Wiggins. And batting ninth will be the left fielder Emma Lauer. And now for the Brenham Cubettes, their starting lineup. It'll be Avery Maurer leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the left fielder, Sarah Mabey. Batting third will be the third baseman, Mackenzie Thiemann. Batting fourth, right fielder, Kenley Yankoviak. Batting fifth will be the designated player, Kylie Baker. Batting sixth, center fielder, Alden Jacks. Batting seventh will be the first baseman, Harper Castillo. Batting eighth, catcher, Stella Landry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Leighton Davis. And playing second base will be Allie Thiemann. And that's the lineup for the two teams, brought to you by TNA Services. And back with more of the pregame after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes, along with the Blinn Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Do you need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home? Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
All right, as we come back here, now time for our Game time weather update, and it's brought to you by our good friends over at Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition and fees, Blinn is a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit their website at blinn.edu. And currently here in Brenham, we got 76 degrees under mostly cloudy skies, but it's going to clear off and get sunny this afternoon with a high of 84 degrees. And then coming up tonight, cloudy skies, low down to 68. Tomorrow we're going to get up to 83. And then Monday, we're looking at 64 for the low and then 82 for the high. And partly cloudy skies. And looks like rain-wise, we're in the clear next week up until, well, next Saturday. So looks like a pretty good week ahead and also a good game ahead as we take another break. And we'll be back with more after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Apple Ford is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cadet Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clearing, and drip line installations. And they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2025 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs. And the Blinn Bucks and Ladybucks.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham or visit ddmbuildings.com.
All right, as we come back here and they're doing the introductions for the College Station Lady Cougars, come in this one, the Cubettes looking to try to pull off the upset this afternoon and see if they can close the gap in that race for the district championship. College Station with the tutelage of Vinnie Carrion, who's been there for a few years now. And good coach, always puts a good program out there.
He always finds a way to find the key players.
Yep.
Dayton Israel and Caitlin Francis.
And now let's pick up the Cubettes.
And now introducing your Brenham Cubettes, starting with the reserves. Number 6, Kayla Garcia. Sorry, Kyla. Number 8, Sloan Tucker. Number 10, Liliana Gonzalez. Number 12, Heidi Busker. Number 17, Isabel Hyatt. Number 19, Braylon Stray. And number 21, McKenna Marsters. Starting for your Cubettes tonight, shortstop, number 4, Avery Mallard. Left fielder, number 14, Sarah Mady. Playing third base, number 9, McCoby Poon. Playing right field, number 11, Kimberly Kobiak. The DP for the night, number 18, Kylie Baker. Playing center field, number 5, Aubrey Jack. Number 2, first baseman, Harper Castillo. The catcher, number 16, Stella Landry. Starting up in the circle tonight, for the Cubettes, number 7, Layton Davis.
in the flat, second baseman, number one, Allie Keenan. The Cadets are coached by Tim Roberts, Olivia Van Hook, Ryan Campbell, and Austin Box. Managers Addison Smith and Emma Steele. If you are now please rise, remove your hats and join the singing of the national anthem.
Another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Hi, I'm Alexandra with TNA Pest Control Services. We are locally owned and operated in Brenham. We will provide you with our brand name products and give you the best quality service we have to offer. Give us a call today for a free quote and let us help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At TNA Services, our number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Play ball!
The pregame show was sponsored by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solutions, Bilski Water Well Services, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Brenham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizen State Bank, BBR Material, Dynamic Drains, Plumbing and Drain Experts, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Lynn College, Tegra Toyota, J&A Roofing, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services.
And Leighton Davis in the circle, and first pitch to Collier and carry on is a ground ball over to second team and flips to Castillo at first. And that's one away. And now they'll bring up Chloe Ream, the catcher.
This is the part of the lineup where it starts to get interesting.
Yep. And first pitch is up high for a ball. Leighton Davis in the circle, working to Stella Landry behind the plate. Right side of the infield, you got Harper Castillo at first and Allie Thiemann at second. Left side, Avery Maurer at short. Mackenzie Thiemann at third. and pitches up high for a ball. It's 2-0. And then in the outfield, you got Alden Jackson center, Kinley and Kowiak in right, and Sarah Mabee in left. And that one sent out to left field, and Mabee back. Oh, came in, but then it went overhead up against the fence, and Ream is going to be in there with a stand-up double.
Oh, just a little mental mistake there by Sarah, making that step forward instead of making the step back, and then she couldn't catch up to that line drive, one hop to the wall.
And now that'll bring up Gracie Ream. And let's see if they're going to get a runner here for Chloe. And they are.
Try to get that number. Beautiful hair, Doug. Is that Claire Sherman? No, wait, hang on. For Addison Schilling.
Okay.
Got it now.
Schilling running for Chloe Ream, and now Gracie Ream, the batter. And pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. And next pitch coming down low for a ball. One out and a runner aboard for the College Station Lady Cougars. We're in the top of the first inning. And that one sent out to center. It is Alden Jackson. She'll make the catch for out number two. And that is a big out there for the Cubettes.
Big as a mile word.
Now that'll bring up Shannon Yates, the second baseman.
Very, very talented young lady. But as you said, huge out. Seriously.
And Yates, the batter, fouls that one back to the fence, and it's 0-1. Next pitch coming. And that one over to second, teaming up with it, throws to first, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the first, College Station, nothing, and the Cubettes coming into bat back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell Gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
All aboard!
All right, as we come back here, it'll be Avery Maurer to lead things off for the Cubettes. She'll be followed by Sarah Mabee and Mackenzie Thiemann. And they'll be working against Gracie Ream. Gracie in her senior season. College Station Lady Cougars. And Maurer waits for the pitch. And dribbles that one foul up the third base side. And it's 0-1. Gracie Ream working to sister Chloe Ream back behind the plate. Lights out of the infield. You got Aubrey Litt at first. Shannon Yates at second. Left side, Kalia Carrion at short. Amber Aguilar at third base. And then the outfielders from left to right, Emma Lauer, Haley Urban, and Mia Wiggins. And next pitch is a strike, and it's 0-2 on Maurer.
It's one of the key things, and she came with changeup that time, Doug. This young lady, Gracie Ream, has an outstanding changeup.
And Maurer swings and misses, and she's down on strikes. And that'll be out number one. And now that'll bring up Sarah, maybe.
The batter is left fielder number 14, Sarah Maybe.
Beam ready. And the pitch. Down low for a ball, and it's 1-0. And down low, it's 2-0. Ream ready. Rocks and fires it in there. And that's the ball. It's 3. Oh, no, late call. It was a strike. 2-1.
That's our buddy behind the plate, Doug.
Yeah.
He's a little late sometimes.
Yep. And swung on a miss. There's that changeup again. And it's 2-2.
Brutal pitch. For you folks that are not listening, Doug and I have seen this umpire a number of times. He's very colorful.
Yes. And down low a ball, 3-2. So full count now on Sarah Maybe. And maybe swings and misses. She's down on strikes. And that's two away. That'll bring up Mackenzie Tiemann.
The batter is number 9, the third baseman, junior Mackenzie Tiemann.
I'm watching Big Daddy down there. He's studying this picture. Pitcher.
Oh, good.
Green shirt.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Kind of had a little obstructed view there. And pitches outside for a ball. Well, if anyone knows, it should be him. His daughter Carly, who was one of the honorees earlier, one of the best we ever had here.
No doubt about it. And Big Daddy did a little coaching himself.
Yeah. And Tiemann pops this one up. Second baseman calling for it, and Yates hauls it in for out number 3. So for the Cubs, they go up 3 up and 3 down. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we move on to the second inning. No score here from Alumni Field. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
PVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street. Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Specializing in pork products? J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas. Offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers. Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. Your link to the past and gateway to the future.
And we go to the top of the second. Leighton Davis will be looking at Hayden Urban, Amber Aguilar, and Dallas Arellano. And the first pitch to Urban is in there for a strike, 0-1. And I see our athletic director, Coach Youngs, is here.
Yeah, I see him parked up there. I thought he may have been in the beauty seats. I see him now. Yes.
As the next pitch is taken for a ball, it's 1-1. Won't be long. They've got should be having spring football coming up here pretty soon.
It's right around the corner, isn't it?
And down low for a ball, it's 2-1. And that one taken for a ball. And it's now 3-1 on Urban. And ball four, and Urban draws the leadoff walk.
That brings up
Amber Aguilar.
Aguilar
getting the start at third base today for the Cougars. And she'll take the first pitch. That was called a strike. Okay. And down low a ball, 1-1. Up high, throw down. They got her! Nice throw there by Stella Landry to gun down Urban at second base.
Tell you what, that's a big out. Big, good, very good throw there by Stella Landry.
And then Maurer right there to put the tag on her. And so that's out number one. And foul that one away. Taken for a ball, and it's a full count now, 3-2 on Aguilar.
That's why that throw was so big. We don't need another walk here.
Foul back. No score here. We're in the top of the second inning. And the next pitch, fly ball out into right field, and Kobiak over and makes the grab for out number two. And that'll bring Dallas Arellano.
Number five, Dallas Arellano.
Good crowd on him for the Saturday afternoon game. Pitches down low for a ball, 1-0.
Excellent support from both teams.
Yeah. And that one line drive that's going to get over Tiemann's head and scoot into right field for a base hit. And Kobiak over there to cut it off and keep it from going to the fence. And that'll bring up Mia Wiggins, the right fielder.
Senior, Mia Wiggins.
Mia, one of the four seniors in the starting lineup.
First pitch taken for a ball. It's 1-0. It's a 2-out, one aboard here for College Station near the top of the second. And this one, a ground ball to short. Maurer up with it. Throws across to Castillo at first. And that'll retire the side. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the second, still no score. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at wctractor.com. Korth and Lange Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at korthandlangewelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. For recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, the Brenham Cowbats and the College Station Lady Cougars. This is their second meeting of the season, and College Station won the first one. Now Cowbats trying for some payback here on their home turf. And McKinley and Goyak, Kylie Baker, and all the Jacks here against Gracie Reen.
We talked about it not long ago, the season getting started, and now the second season's half through.
Yep. And then Goyak the batter. And squares away the bunt and swings through and misses for a strike, 0-1. It was a good idea. Thought she'd catch them off guard, but they were ready for her. Next pitch. And then Kowiak fists this one out to short. And backtracking and making the grab there is Carry On for out number one.
Next up, the DP, number 18, Kylie Baker.
Baker waiting on the pitch from Ream. Changeup just swung out way in front of that one and missed it. And it's an 0-1 count.
Tell you what, Doug, I haven't been doing this as long as you have, but I can tell you what, this young lady is one of the best with a changeup.
Oh, most definitely. And got her again, and it's 0-2. Swung on and missed. And down on strikes goes Baker. And now they'll bring up Alden Jacks.
Number five, center fielder Alden Jacks.
Gracie Reen makes it look easy.
She certainly does. In there for a strike. And that one bunted foul.
Say what, I like the idea of these Cubettes attempting a bunt. That'd be a good way to break the rhythm of Gracie Reen.
Yeah, I would agree. Hey! And two balls and one strike. Gorgeous bunt.
Beautiful.
He's going to beat it out. No play. Alden Jackson with the first hit of the game for the Cubettes.
That was textbook there. Couldn't have been any better. It had a little bit of an English spin on it and just sat there spinning around. Great bunt there by Alden Jackson.
And now that'll bring up Harper Castillo. So runner first, two down here in the second inning. Castillo, freshman first baseman for the Cubettes. Wow.
Great jump there by Alden Jacks.
She had a great jump there and got the clean steal there and didn't even get a throw on it. And so now it got her in the scoring position. Now Castillo can just get a hit to break it through here. And foul back again. Holds the count at 1-2.
That throw to second, it was a strong throw, but off the mark.
Yep.
It was to our left of the bag, which would have been to their right of the bag. And Alden sliding on the left side. Good job.
And that one's outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes here on Castillo. Got a runner at second, two down here in the bottom of the second inning. And that one ground ball to short. Throw to first. That's got the ball. First baseman took her eye off the ball. And so in there safely is Castillo.
Two things took place, Doug. The runner, I think, distracted Carry On at shortstop. She bobbled the ball, hurried her throw, and it wasn't too high, but it wasn't chest high, and could not handle the throw at first base.
And so now it's Stella Landry with a chance to put the Cubettes on the board first if she could come through with a hit. And so Castillo takes second base. And the next pitch up high. One ball and two strikes. Or no, two balls and no strikes. And now a strike comes, 2-1. Runner second and third. Two outs in the inning. Come back so they can just get a hit here, get a run in. And that one foul up the first base side.
Well, this is one of those rare opportunities when you have runners at second and third on a quality team like College Station. Wow, this is when you want to put runs on the board.
Now the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Booted by the shortstop. And the Cubettes are going to get one run in and coming out. Two runs are going to score as they airmail the throw home. And the Cubettes have taken a 2-0 lead.
Wow.
It was an E6 rather, as the shortstop booted the ball and that allowed Jacks to score. And then also the throw home, Castillo was able to come in. And so Alden Jacks has made the first run of the game. And the first run of the game is sponsored by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities with agriculture. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, rural real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And so now that will bring up Leighton Davis. And she's got to be liking this now that she's going to go back to the circle in the top half of the next inning with a lead.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, the Cubs taking advantage of mistakes here.
Oh, my goodness. Down the line, fair ball. And they're going to hold the runner up at third.
Great piece of hitting there by Leighton Davis.
She certainly did. The third baseman dove for that and couldn't come up with it. And now Avery Maurer here in golden opportunity for the Cubs to bust this one wide open. You got runners at the corners and you got your two big hitters coming up.
Greatest point of the day.
Yep.
Wow.
And pitch to Maurer. And runner going. And throw home. Oh, got her out to retire the side. And so in the end there, the Cubs do get two runs on two hits. There were two errors and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the third inning. Cubs lead it 2-0 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Gavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB. 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, as we come back here, Cubs lead it 2-0 on the College Station Lady Cougars.
Now
pitching for the Cubs is Kylie Baker. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And the first pitch to Emma Lauer is a ball, 1-0. And that one popped up, teaming underneath, and it's going to, Breeze kind of took it back a little bit, but she was still able to bring it in.
That was top of the lineup for College Station. Number 23, Kalia Carrion.
And to carry on the batter.
Okay, did we say that Leighton Davis is now at second base?
Oh, not yet.
Okay.
Leighton Davis
is at second base for Allie Teeman.
Okay. And pitch is a strike call in the zone 1.
Which that keeps all the hitters in place now.
Yep. And that one in there for a strike. Or no, he called that a ball. So 1-1. And outside 2-1. K Carry On, and then Chloe Ream would be due up next.
This is definitely a hitter we want to keep off the base pass.
Yeah, that one up high is 3-1. And that one foul back, and it's over the third base side of the bleachers.
Coach Carry On doing a little pacing in the third base box.
Yeah, he's not used to this.
Yeah.
And that is ball four. And so Carry On draws the walk. And that'll bring up Chloe Ream now.
The batter is the catcher number 12, Chloe Ream.
And the first pitch to her is a ball 1-0. And next pitch is strike 1-1.
Beautiful pitch on that inside corner there by Kylie Baker.
And foul back into the screen. One ball and two strikes. And that one turned on and foul. One ball, two strikes.
Went a long way over there.
And next pitch coming. And that one is going to be a base hit. That'll put two runners on for Collins. The runner going to third and the throw offline. And while that throw was coming in, Ream ended up going all the way to second. So you got two runners in scoring position now. And you got Gracie Ream coming to the plate.
Okay, Doug. You as a coach, what would you do here?
Put her on.
Thank you. I'd roll my dice with the next one because with that situation in mind, then you got a force play anywhere.
Yeah, we were there the first time these two teams met, and she parked one opposite field over the fence at College Station. And pitches taken for a ball into 1-0. They're going to go ahead and pitch to her. She flew out to Alden Jackson center field. Her first time up.
Are they going to pitch or pitch carefully?
Yeah, that
one
popped
up. Oh, my goodness.
That caught by Stella Landry.
That is huge.
Or out number two. And rare miscue at the plate by Gracie Reams. With two down now. And Baker a chance to get out of this inning without giving up any runs as Shannon Yates comes to the plate.
And
it goes putting her on. Intentional walk, and that'll load the bases now for Hayden Urban. Urban walked and then was caught stealing her first time up.
Number 15, Hayden Urban.
And pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Another pretty pitch there by Kylie Baker. Knee high inside corner.
Yep. And next one swung at a miss. Good fastball by Baker, and it's 1-2. Or 0-2, excuse me.
Double fire,
five strikes, and that'll retie the side.
Huge.
In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, bases left loaded. And we go to the bottom of the third inning. Cubs lead it 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Hall Wright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service. Commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple 4.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schloatman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park. Offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
All right, here we go. It is the bottom of the third inning. Cubs lead 2-0. Time for our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. And we got $130 worth of gas if we get a Cubs home run. And Avery Maurer, the first batter, Avery hitting four.
I like this one. Luis Mendoza.
There we go. And so Gracie Ream in the circle. Maurer ready. And the first pitch to her is a ball 1-0. Maurer was batting in the last half inning for the Cubettes, but since the caught stealing, she comes up there with a fresh count. And next pitch to her is a strike call, and it's 1-1. Just got a piece of that outside corner.
Just barely.
One pitch from Ream. That one, ground ball to third. And firing across to first and getting the out. It's going to be Aguilar, and that's one down.
Sorry about that, Luis.
And now it's Sarah maybe batting, and Sarah hitting four.
How about this one? Brian Sparks.
Okay. And don't forget Buccaneer Food Store, your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. And maybe send that one into right field with a base hit.
Sorry, Brian.
And now Mackenzie team in the batter. And Mackenzie hitting four.
Dorothy Ponchik.
All right, Dorothy, you are up next. And don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. And Tiemann pops up, bunt attempt, and caught by Ream for out number two. And so it'll be up to Kinley and Kowiak to make something out of this inning.
The batter is number 11.
Sorry, Dorothy.
And
Adam Schrader.
All right, Adam, you are next here in the home run inning. And don't forget to visit Nathan's Barbecue inside for lunch specials daily. Get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, and side orders. Get stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember the motto.
Ain't no fear about our rib.
And pitches Paul Wanda and Kowiak. And now the Ream sisters want to have a conversation out in the pitcher's circle. And don't forget Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, proud supporters of various sports, 1309 Prairie Lee Street in Brenham. And stop by and register for your chance to win.
Today, great barbecue, and more great barbecue.
Yeah. You know, they could have brought us some. We hadn't had lunch yet. They could have brought us some up here. And pitch swung on and missed, and it's 0-2.
I'll see Cindy later today. I'll remind her of that. We've yet to have ribs or anything.
Yeah.
You know? But we still support you. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Great food. Great food, folks.
And then Kowiak, a little slow roller in first base. And over, she beat it out. Infield hit there for Ann Kowiak. And now the Cubs with a couple of runners aboard. And Kylie Baker coming up with a chance to help herself out with the bat.
18, Kylie Baker.
Kylie hitting four.
Okay, the other end of the Sparks family, Marie Sparks.
That's Spates.
Spates, I'm sorry. Sorry, I see the T now. Sorry about that.
So Marie Spates, the cannon, and Kylie Baker takes a pitch for a strike. Now, if a Cubman hits a home run, it's worth $130 worth of gas. If they hit a double or triple, you can win a rack of ribs.
Tell you what, a good opportunity here for Kylie to help her own cause.
And that went a little slow roller to second. And they're going to go to first and get the out to retire the side. And so in the inning, no runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. And we go to the fourth inning. Cubs lead it 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
For mouth-watering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same-day service, free inspections and estimates, and A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
Brenham, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge is paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
All right, as we come back here, and it's Amber Aguilar, Dallas Arellano, and Mia Wiggins bat here against Kylie Baker. Cubs leading it 2-0. And by the way, since no winner in the home run inning, then our next game Tuesday night when the Brenham Cubs take on A&M Consolidated, it's going to go up to $140 worth of gasoline. And remember, we keep going until we get a winner.
Well, I tell you what, this is more than two Phillips now.
Yeah.
Getting going on three.
And swung on a missed. Good pitch there by Baker.
Boy, it'd be nice if you and I could slide a name in there, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's okay. That's all right.
Outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. Unfortunately, we're not eligible.
We are, and that's the way it is supposed to be.
Yeah.
We're all good with that.
And next pitch is a strike call. It's 2-2.
Talk about Cindy. Those other rib winners haven't shared either.
Nope. Swung on a miss, and down on strike goes Aguiar for out number one.
A big strike out there by by Kylie.
That brings up number five, Dallas
Arellano. And Arellano the batter, and she had a single her first time up. And pitch bounce up there, Paul. 1-0. By the way, don't forget, this isn't the only game we got tonight. Today. Coming up tonight, Astros and Mets from the newly renamed Daikin Park in Houston. And we'll have that one for you. 5:45 Astro launch, 6:15 for tonight's first pitch. And it's a strike call, 1-1. Go, That one inside for a ball.
Do I hear that? Major league season is right here already.
Wow. Yep.
The year is moving right along.
Yeah. The Astros and Mets splitting the first two games of that series, and so tonight will be game three. And next pitch is a ball. It's 2-1. And strike call. Just caught that inside corner.
Yeah, pretty pitch there. Inside corner, knee high. Valdez had a pretty good game that first game.
Yeah. And this one to pop up. And Landry over for out number two.
The batter is number two, Mia Wiggins.
And now Mia Wiggins, the batter. And foul back into the fence. And it's 0-1 on Wiggins. Pitch is a strike call.
Ooh, another pretty pitch, keeping it inside on that corner.
And so on two.
Oh!
And got her on strikes. And that's a three up and three down. Three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Cubettes leading it 2-0. And back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Whether new or used, Apple Ford and Brenham has just what you need, from trucks and SUVs to hybrids and electrics.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to. To reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs, call Climate Defense Systems at 979-353-2537.
Where teams thrive, lead, and belong, the Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
Robert Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties, 1401 South Austin.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM 50.
All right, as we come back here and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's also time for our Whataburger recap. And the recap is brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering now available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. Whataburger. And pitches up high for a ball. Want to know, that's not helping us being hungry for some lunch.
All we do is keep talking about food.
Yeah.
Right at lunchtime.
And Alden Jacks leading off, takes the first pitch up high for a ball. Jacks scoring the first run of the game for the Cubettes back in the second inning. And pitches swung on and missed, 1-1. She had reached on a single, stole a base, and then came home to score after couple of errors in there that led to those two runs for the Cubettes. And takes the next pitch for a strike. And it's 1-2 from Gracie Ream. And strike three called. Jack Scott looking for out number one.
That was brutal. Yeah.
The batter is the first baseman, Harper Castillo.
Now Harper Castillo in the bat. Castillo reached in there and came around to score the second run of the game for the Cubs.
I am correct. Gracie Rehm hadn't had a strikeout in a while, had she?
It's been
a...
She struck out Maurer and maybe... let's see, that's her fourth total. And
yeah, that's right. That's what I have.
So. Maurer, maybe, and then Baker. And then, so yeah, she had gone completely through the lineup without a strikeout. And that one up high for a ball. Which, with what we've seen of her over the years, that has to be a very rare occasion.
Very rare.
And a pie for a ball again. 2-1. What a change up there. 2-2. Green with the next pitch. And Castillo ground ball to short. Shortstop booted the ball. I don't know if it's the mud or the dirt or what. Carry On's having a rough day out there at short.
Carry On's having a very rough day at short.
And so now Stella Landry, the batter. Pitch taken from Paulus, 1-0. Oh, now he called it a strike. It was almost like he was waiting for them to complain about it, and then.
Right.
Then he finally makes the call. So one ball, one strike. Up high for a ball. And it's 2-1. And next pitch, swung on a miss by Landry. And it's 2-2.
She had a big, big cut.
And held up there, and it's 3-2.
It was really, really rare. She came with that changeup, and it tailed out on her. Normally, she keeps it out over the plate.
And 3-2. Next pitch. Foul tip. Landry just got enough of it to stay alive. Strike that's two away now. Bring up Leighton Davis.
The batter is number 7. Preston Leighton Davis.
Leighton with a base hit her first time at bat.
Yep. Pitch from Ream, up high for a ball, 1-0. Love to see Davis get on here and get Avery Maurer a chance to bat. Long look in the next pitch. And that's a strike.
They have caught that outside corner.
Mm-hmm. One and one. We got two outs and runner aboard here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch was inside, runner going. She's safe. And a stolen base there by Castillo.
Great jump there by Harper.
Long look in by Ream. Ream ready and pitch. Swung on a miss by Davis. Two balls and two strikes. Ream taking her time here. And down swing goes Davis, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on. And we move along to the top of the fifth inning. Back after we hear Cubs lead it 2-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham. Brian Caldwell in Lexington.
All right, as we come back here, and it's Emma Lauer to lead off the top of the fifth inning. And she fouls off the first pitch from Kylie Baker. It'll be Lauer followed by Carrion and then Chloe Ream here in the top of the fifth inning. And next pitch from Baker, inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2.
Pretty pitch there by Kylie.
And the 0-2 up high, it's 1-2. And that one ground ball foul up the third base side, teaming over to make the play. But it was into foul territory. And I see several of the baseball players, they're here in attendance supporting the Cubettes.
They're down there. I tell you what, last night, Doug, there was a great crowd in Huntsville.
Yeah.
Great, great Brenham crowd.
Good deal.
Of course, Huntsville had their own.
And pitches a ball. Another great victory for the Cubs.
A big, huge. That was. It was very important to get that split with Huntsville.
And that one up high for a ball, 3-2. I know we had so many, ever since they switched to that new format, So many years of starting off 0-6. It's nice to be 4-2 for a change.
Yeah, it's nice.
And throw down to first. Oh, base umpire says no swing. And Coach Roberts not happy with the call.
The batter was a shortstop, number
and
three.
So Lauer reaches on the walk.
Carry on.
And that'll bring up carry on. And time is called. We're going to get a visit to the circle.
Oh, this is Coach now. This is Coach Roberts. You know, normally we'll get Coach Van Hook first.
Yeah.
But
I think it was mainly to settle everybody down and get them ready.
Yeah, the key is throw strikes.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're ready to resume now. Strike call, one and going. Lauer in there safely with the steal.
Throw a little off the mark, but I feel she still had the base stolen.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, strike call.
Tell you what, this could be a big out here. A strikeout here would look really good. Keep this young lady off the bases.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Oh, it had to be low.
And so now one ball, two strikes. Cavettes with a 2-0 lead here in the top of the fifth. That one knocked out. Oh, Davis booted the ball. That's going to go out in the center field. And the run will score. It's an E4.
Wow.
Yeah. She tried to backhand that one. It might have been better off if she'd have gotten in front of it and got the glove down.
Just get over there quick and make the play.
Yeah. And now Coley Reem, the batter. So it's now a 2-1 ball game. And it pitches up high for a ball. Reem's been on base both times with a double and a single.
Things are tightening up, Doug.
And runner going this time. She's safe.
She went around the tag. The throw was there. Went around the tag. Find a way to get him out.
And that one turned on. That was nearly bad. She turned on that one and hit it about a mile foul. Chloe Reem.
Hit up in the top of the tree over there, Duck.
Yeah. Bell away.
That one over there livened everyone up in the Brenham dugout.
Yeah.
It was close, but it was in.
Yeah. That one battling once again.
That one had a stream of smoke behind it.
Yeah. Green 0 for 2.
She definitely shows a little confidence at the plate.
Yep. And turned on again in the mile foul.
It's interesting to look at the Brenham fans and the College Station fans.
Yeah, everybody's on the edge of their seat here.
Edge of their seats.
And that one foul again.
Well, I tell you what, it's a good pitch there by Kylie. She finally had her off balance and she reached for that pitch.
Up and foul away. Three balls, two strikes. And that one base hit. Maybe up, but it gets the throw in, and that's going to tie the game. RBI single by Corey Ream.
That's another one that had a trail of smoke.
Mm-hmm. And so now.
There, and the walk are really big now.
Yes.
Huge.
First pitch is a ball and a no.
Tell you what, this is Gracie Ream. We've had the better end of her today. Good pitch there by Kylie Baker. Knee high, inside corner.
Next pitch.
Brenham Faithful's wanting that pitch.
Yep. Swing and missed. Runner going. Throw down. Not in time. Runner at second, two down in the inning. And that one down low ball, Gracie Ream the batter. She is fly to center and popped up to second.
And that is courtesy runner. I think that's Addison Schilling. Sorry about that.
And that one down the line, foul ball. And so far, still nobody out in this inning.
Yeah.
And wow. Yeah. Down the line, foul ball. We'll see.
We're a little confused here.
Yeah, we saw something going down in the bullpen area. We were told wasn't going to happen this year. And that one, high fly ball back. Maybe look it up. That's a foul ball.
Foul.
Thank the Lord, because that one would have been out of here.
Long.
Gracie Ream.
Wow.
Three balls, two strikes.
Don't throw that pitch again.
And ball four.
And they didn't.
That is going to put two on now for Shannon Yates. And time is called.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot again, Doug. You got number four here. What do you do with her?
Yeah. They're going to get a courtesy runner here.
Yes.
What
is
number
it?
One, number 10, Bailey
Southard. That is Bailey Southard.
And so Southard going to run.
And that's going to bring her to plate. Number eight, second baseman, junior Shannon Yates.
Yates, the second baseman batting here. Last time they went ahead and walked her, but I don't know, Baker hasn't been able to get anybody out this inning, so you wonder. Yeah, Yates, and then Urban and Aguiar up next. And pitches in there for a strike, 0-1. We're all tied up at two apiece. Calvette's struck first with two runs in the second, but then here in the fifth, College Station has come back with two runs to tie it. And one out the center. That's going to drop in for a hit. Jax gets it in, but that's going to speeding around and scoring is Corey Ream. And that will, or actually the courtesy runner, Schilling, I think. And so that'll make it now 3-2 College Station with Hayden Urban the batter. The 2-1, still nobody out here in the inning. And squares away the bunt. Teaming up with it. Our only play is the first to get the out. There's a one down now. Southard moves to third. Yates to second for Amber Aguilar.
Good bunt by Urban, but better yet, a great play by the Cubettes getting a sure out at first base.
Next pitch is a strike call, and it's 0-1.
Great delay call there.
Yeah. Foul away, and quickly here, 0-2.
It's even better yet.
And that one popped up. Lavery lost track of it, and it dropped behind her.
Ow. Stella just lost it. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find it.
That one popped up, and Landry going back, and almost. There's another one that got just in front of the fence. And the sun is fully out now.
Yes.
Runners at the corner, or runners at second and third.
And the time of the day, if it would be standard time.
That one back and gone. Three-run homer, Amber Aguilar. And
those two fly balls look really important now, Doug.
Yeah. That's now six runs in this inning. And still only one out as Ariano bats. Ariano one for two in the game.
The batter is number five, Dallas Angeliano.
Ladies and gentlemen, that home run was a no-doubter.
Yep, and that went over to second. Davis to Castillo, and it's two away now. And now Mia Wiggins, the batter. And with Wiggins coming up, College Station's now batted around in this inning.
Number two, Mia Wiggins.
Up high for a ball. Inside for another ball. And it's a 2-0 count. And next pitch, outside for a ball. And 3-0 count on Wiggins. Yeah, strike called.
Yeah, came back with strike there, 3-1 the count now.
Baker just trying to get out of this inning. And ball four, Wiggins draws the walk. And now Emma Lauer, who led off this inning with a walk and scored a run, comes up to the plate. Pitches inside for a ball.
Two keys in this inning, Doug, are walks and errors.
Yeah. Next pitch, take it for a ball, and it is 2-0.
Want to get an out here. We're fixing to go back top of the order.
Yeah. And pitch taken for a strike. And that one grounder foul up the third base side. Team and given chase. And holds the count at 2-2.
Mackenzie been busy over there with those foul balls.
Yeah, she certainly has. Two balls, two strikes. College Station leading the Cubettes 6-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. All six of those runs coming in this fifth inning. And College Station looking for more. With a high pop, teaming over. And can make the grab for out number three. But in the inning, it was a big run for the College Station Cougars as they come up with six runs. Let's see here. Three hits. One error, and we move on to the bottom of the fifth inning. And it is College Station leading Brenham 6-2 back into your 60 seconds from the sponsors.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004, Subway. Freshly sliced, order online, on your phone app, or in person, with three Subway locations in Brenham.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
And on we go here to the bottom of the fifth inning. And also it's time now for our Mattress Guys giveaway inning. Be the third caller in the KWHI studios at 979-836-9937. And you'll win a Maluzzi pillow from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cooling gel convolution pillows infused with gel create a cooler sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Jasinski invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. And remember, one pillow per family per season. If you want a pillow in the last 30 days, you're not eligible to play. And so for the Cubettes here in the bottom of the fifth, it'll be Avery Maurer, followed by Sarah Mabee and McKenzie Team. And Cubettes, we're leading 2-0, now trailing 6-2. And Maurer takes the first pitch for a ball, 1-0.
Someone close and dear to us won last night, Doug.
Huh?
Ronnie Bodie.
Ah!
Ronnie won a pillow last night.
There we go.
Saw him briefly this morning, and he was a happy guy for the pillow, but
yep.
More happy because of the Cubs.
Yep. And high fly ball out in the new shallows. Right, second baseman backtracking, hauls it in for out number one.
Number 14, Sarah Mabee.
And Sarah Mabee, the batter here.
Sarah with a single her last at bat.
Yeah, she's 1-for-2 in the ball game. Pitch is taken for a strike in zone one. And demo for a ball. One ball in, one strike. Outside for a ball. Maybe with a 2-1 count on her.
We need to do whatever we can now, Doug. You know, with Gracie Ream with a lead.
Maybe turned on that one, hit it foul down the left field side.
Sarah just a little out front, but showing us what we know she can do.
Oh, yeah. So two balls, two strikes. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. And a pitch taken for a ball.
Came a changeup again, just a little off the mark. Full count.
Foul away again.
Hurry, you better hurry. You better hurry. Go the right way. Go right. Go right. No. The other right.
Oh, my God.
Three balls, two strikes.
No. Keep going. Hurry.
And that one, little foul tip. Long look in by Gracie Ream. Bounce up their ball and maybe draws the walk. And so the Cubettes do have a base runner here with Mackenzie Thiemann coming to the plate. Thiemann 0 for 2. Popped up a couple of times.
The batter is Mackenzie Thiemann.
First pitch to Thiemann. Fouls that one over to the right side, just over the first base dugout.
I think I'm right on this, Doug.
That good was job, Roger.
Gracie Reams' first walk.
Yep. And swung and a missed. And it's 0-2 on Thiemann.
Here we go, defense. Let's work.
Next pitch up high. Two balls, two strikes. Or one ball and two strikes, right?
Good eye there by McKenzie. Tried to get her to go for a pitch out of the strike zone.
And swing and a miss. And she's down on strikes.
We get to bat. Team number 11. Team and Kodiak.
And in Kodiak the batter with runner at first and one out. And that one, a ground ball to shortstop, throws on to first, and carry on with tie on the side. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the sixth inning. College Station leads it 2-0. Back after your 60 seconds from Sports Friends.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, Financial Advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile, Brenham Family Dental, at 2001 South Market.
Oh.
we come back here, and we got another pitching change for the Cubettes as Leighton Davis has come back in, and Alex Eamon's gone back out to second base. So going back to the original starting lineup as Carrion comes to bat. And this pitching change sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance, insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on the insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's 836-3613 for Wellman Insurance. And Carrion fouls this one up the first base side, and 2-1. Carrion's been on base twice with a walk and an error. And swings and misses. Nice changeup there by Davis.
Really good changeup.
And that one sent out to center. Jack's charging. And it got overhead. Came in too far and maybe picks it, fires it back in. And it's going to be a leadoff triple for Carrion. And now Chloe Ream, the batter.
The batter is number 12, Chloe Ream.
Ream 3-for-3 today. Two singles, a double, an RBI, and a run.
What do you do?
Yeah. Just the old
play?
Yeah. Pitches inside for a ball, 1-0, like they used to refer to the Yankees back in the old days when they had Ruth and Gary about a murderer's row line.
Yeah, really.
And pitches a strike call. One and one count now on Chloe Ream. And that one hit foul. Might have cleared out the comeback dugout with that one.
That made me cringe. Her last at bat, she did a few of those.
Yeah. And the pie for a ball.
You know, when you see players such as these, that's, you know, a coach's dream.
One foul away.
Oh, good pitch there by Leighton. Had her off balance, had her reaching for that one.
And time is called. The other girls want to come in and have a quick word with her. Two balls, two strikes. And that one's going to drop in for a hit. That'll bring home Kit Arion. RBI single. It's now 7-2 for the College Station Lady Cougars. Now Gracie Ream the batter.
Okay, Schilling coming in again to run for Chloe Ream.
And time is called. Some Baker Ray, next pitch is down low for a ball. Runner going, throw down, and got her. Chloe Ream caught stealing. Or actually,
that was courtesy runner.
Courtesy runner caught stealing. great throw there by Stella Landry. That's a couple of them she's nailed today.
Great job by Stella. Good throw.
Two balls and one strike.
Change up outside, 3-1.
Davis has got to bear down and get these last two outs here. A little easier said than done.
All right, go get it right here, Stubbin.
Well, the Cubhead pitching has been able to keep this one part of the tandem quiet today, a little quiet.
You know, one, oh, hot shot. We can say he's off a team and no chance to get it.
I think you're going to give her a hit, aren't you?
Yeah, that was. It's amazing she's even standing as hard as that
really
hit her.
Back in the days, we used to call that THTH. Too hot to handle.
Yeah, oh, okay, yeah. I would definitely agree with that. Shannon Watts, the batter here now. She is a...
Oh, I done messed up, Doug. I know we got to have a courtesy runner.
Yep. And that one foul back in the screen.
Number 8, second baseman, Shannon Yates.
I thought I was right, Doug. Babe, thanks to my guy Nicholas over here at his Bailey Southard running for Gracie Ream.
And that one's going to be another base hit.
Next up, receiver number 15, Hayden Urban.
Two on.
We were able to keep Yates a little quiet up until the last two at bats.
Yeah. Ball just short. They're going to throw a third and get the lead runner.
Great play there by Avery getting the lead runner.
The batter is number 11, Amber Aguilar.
Yeah, Aguilar, the batter.
And we all are quite aware of what Aguilar did her last at bat.
Yeah. And pitch taken outside for a ball. Long look in here by Davis. And she will bring it. That's going to be popped up. And just past Thiemann and into center field. Drops in for a hit. Runner keeps on going and scores.
Another RBI for Aguilar.
Next up is the DP number 5, Dallas Arellano.
And now that'll bring up Baliano. And pitches inside for a ball. It's 1-0. Thank you. 8-2 now. And that one in the dirt gets away, and the runners will move up. And now you got to start looking here at that College Station. They're four runs away from the run rule. No strike call.
And we played so well those first few innings, we don't want to see that now.
Right.
Oh, yes.
And that's a strike call. And that gets them out of the inning, another big inning for the Cougars as they tack on two more runs. And they lead it now 8-2. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum, telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Grilled onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes, commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
All right, as we come back here, it's 8-2. And it's going to be Kylie Baker, Alden Jackson, Harper Castillo batting against Gracie Ream here. Comet's got some ground to try to make up. And we've just got an update on the Burton game against Snook today. And Burton leading that one 15-0 there.
In the second inning.
Yeah. In the second inning. Yeah, first pitch taken for a ball. 1-0. And just got word the Blinn and Alvin doubleheader that was scheduled to start at 2 o'clock this afternoon. They pushed that back. It's still going to be an Alvin, but it's now tomorrow at noon. So Blinn baseball pushed back a day as well. And that one fouled away.
Over the last couple of days, they were scheduled to get a little moisture in that area.
Yeah. And it's a one ball and two strikes on Baker. Comets need to get something going. They're running out of outs. And pitches outside for a ball. And swung on a missed. And down on strikes goes Baker. And Gutmets, when they had the lead earlier, 2-0, they kind of had them off balance, but now they had Ream kind of off balance a little bit, but now she's got the lead back. She's in her groove now.
The batter is our center fielder, Alden Jack.
And Alden Jack's the batter. She's 1-for-2. Swung and a miss, and it's 0-1. Oh, Jack's next pitch. Taken for a strike, and she's behind 0-2. Swing and a miss, and Jack's down on strikes. It's two away now.
First baseman, number two,
give Gracie Ream a little bit of a cushion.
Yeah.
It's another day at the park.
Yep, and I got 9 strikeouts for her.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And Harper Castillo to the plate. Castillo reaching both times on errors. And swings and misses at that just wicked changeup.
It's...
And it's 0-1. Now, we're not actually up there, but that thing just looks like it's impossible to hit.
That's it.
Fastball swung on and missed, 0-2.
And that's what makes her fastball really look fast.
And this one back to the pitcher, and Ream will throw to first. And that'll retire the side in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the top of the seventh inning, and Cubettes trailing 8-2 back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Faith Mission WIC Clinic in Brenham, empowering and educating young families to make healthy choices. Texas WIC, smart choices, healthy families.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
All right, as we get set to go here, and we're in the top of the seventh inning. College Station leading Brenham 8-2, and they're going to be sending up, oops, forgot to flip over here, Mia Wiggins, Emma Lauer, and Kalia Carrion against Leighton Davis.
Starting off with the Cougars in the top of the seventh is number 10, Bailey Southard.
That's what I thought, Doug. We have a pinch hitter for Wiggins.
Okay.
Bailey Southard.
And so Southard batting, and this one over to second, teaming up with it, and she beats it out for a hit. Wow, she does.
I'm telling you, she flew that a lot.
Like a jackrabbit running to first.
Up next, number 4, Allison Troy.
And now another one is Addison Schilling is going to be batting for Emma Lauer. And this one, a fly ball out to right. And Koviak will make the grab for out number 1.
The batter is number 1, senior Mary Stackhouse.
And now Mary Stackhouse, the batter, will carry on.
Yeah.
And this one, a slow roller. Tiemann flips to first, gets the out. And so that's two down now.
Up to bat, number 12, catcher, Chloe Green.
And so Reeves the batter. Yeah, that one wild pitch and the runner moves up. Next pitch. Count one, look in for Davis. In there for a strike.
Nice change up there by Layden.
And that one over to third. Tiemann throws across it, gets the out to retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. And we go to the bottom of the seventh. Cubs trailing 8-2 back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security for your family. Call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Stegett Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering. Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Foskey's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham, proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
Sloan Tucker.
And Sloan Tucker is going to bat here for Stella Landry to lead off the seventh inning. Gracie Ream going out for her seventh inning of work. After struggling early, she's really settled in and pitched a great game. One last conference out there. And while Tucker gets the bat for Landry, it looks like it's going to be Kyle Garcia is going to hit for the pitcher Davis.
The bottom of the seventh is Sloan Tucker, number 8.
So Tucker coming up to bat. And pitches taken for a strike. It's 0-1.
Big brother had a good game last night, Doug.
Swung on and missed, and so 0-2. Do tell. And a pie ball, 1-2.
Let me go look for him.
And this one fisted in the air, and shortstop will haul in for out number one. And now we got Kyla Garcia who's going to bat.
Number six, Kyla Garcia.
Pitch is a strike. Next pitch taken for a ball. Foul back. Garcia batting, hanging tough in there. Cubs right now just need some base runners. And she swings and misses, down on strikes. And so Cubs will be down to their final out in the form of Avery Maurer.
That brings up the shortstop. Number four, Avery Maurer.
Maurer 0 for 3 in the game today. And first pitch is up high for a ball. And takes a strike. One ball, one strike. Really missed. And now the Cubs down to the final strike. Pitches down back. Being ready. And strike three called, and now we're caught looking. And that's the ball game. Your final score. College Station wins it 8-2. And that'll take us to the post game show. And this broadcast of Brenham Cubette Softball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. The postgame show is made possible by Conjura Town, Performance Health and Wellness, Thielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Odie Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. We'll be back with the postgame after we hear these words from our sponsors.
So, how's the new job?
Love it, but it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and browse through their selection of New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Visit them online at WCTractor.com.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blinn Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
All right, as we come back here to the postgame show, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you on this Saturday afternoon. And the final score, Cubettes with an 8-2, lose to College Station 8-2. Actually started off pretty good. And up until, about the fifth inning, the Cubettes were in control of the game. And then just one bad inning did them in.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, there were a couple of key walks and then a key error that got that thing started. And, you know, from there just started steamrolling after that.
Yeah.
A great early effort there by the Cubettes. We know what College Station can do, and they did what we know they can do.
And we got Coach Roberts making her way in. And, Coach, well, for at least the first half of the game, it looked like you guys jumped out, got that early lead there, and were in control. And then just like one bad inning and kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah, I told him that I thought our overall effort from the last time we played them to this time, I felt like we really came out and competed and stayed in it. When they had their big inning, I mean, I felt like it was a couple unfortunate things back-to-back that started that. You know, I thought we struck her out right there and they give her the base, and then after that we make an error. We don't make an error. Maybe you have an out there versus no outs and top of the lineup and that kind of thing. So we did a couple things defensively that I feel like we can do better. I feel like I say that every game. but overall, I mean, I thought our at-bats are – she's good. So yeah. I thought our at-bats were better this round than they were last round, so we just have to keep the competitive mentality going into next week. So.
Yeah, and then let's stay a little on the positive side. And the special day here, of course, the 2005 team. You guys got to have a mini reunion last night and today. And what was that like?
Oh, so much fun. I woke up smiling this morning. You know, I told Coach Van Hook, I said, I think my stomach hurts from laughing so hard, you know. so it was a good time. Couple of them that came last night weren't able to come today due to the, you know, change in the game and stuff. But we got together and had dinner and fun and just catching up with everybody, talking about old stories and all the things. It's great. Yeah.
Yep. And now you guys have got the bye coming up on Tuesday. And then next Friday, on the road with Montgomery, as y'all are now second half of district. And now every one of these is going to count.
Yeah, these next couple in a row are really important for us. That's what I just told them. I said we have to really not be playing on Tuesday. We're going to have to make sure we still stay focused and practice and take care of some little things because it is important. These next couple are really important.
All right, Coach, we appreciate your time, and we'll let's get on. You were telling me earlier you got a wedding still to come today,
yeah.
So go
ahead. I'll head that way.
Have
yeah.
some fun, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll be back after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate, marketing, and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball, softball season.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game. And we're going to go with Sarah Mabee there, TL.
I tell you what, you know, it was the Cubettes did happen to spot four hits. A couple of those were via the infield route, which in the record books, a hit is a hit. So, mm-hmm. But anyway, Sarah Mabee, that would go back to, I guess that would be probably third or fourth?
Third inning,
that's what I thought. She had a nice, strong base hit to right center field. Sarah Mabee, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai at Brenham offers a fantastic selection of electric and hybrid vehicles, flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the market for a sedan or SUV, they've got something for you. Their dedicated team is there to assist you every step of the way, ensuring that you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. Come visit them at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham and see why they're the preferred choice for drivers in the community. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll name our John Breen star of the game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
People have been yelling at us online for years to bring back the Whataburger Monterey Melt, and we're finally doing it. The Monterey Melt is back with two slices of melty cheese, grilled peppers and onions, and jalapeno ranch, all on two fresh beef patties. We didn't do it because of the comments, posts, replies, emails, or vaguely threatening letters. You can't tell us what to do. You're not in charge of us. Our boss is. And she said to bring it back. The Monterey Melt is back at Whataburger. Available for a limited time. What a burger!
in fact, we go ahead and tell them now the name are John Breeden, star of the game. And this one we're going to go with Leighton Davis, who actually started the game and ended up finishing the game for the Cubettes. Got off to a good start there and was able to finish out, but she had ended up with four innings pitched, six hits, two runs, neither one of them were earned, one walk and one strikeout, and gave the Cubettes when they needed some outs. She was there for them.
Oh, no doubt about it. She started the game off, you know, so well. She was able to quiet one of the Ream sisters.
Yeah.
You know, Chloe had just an outstanding game. She always does. But Leighton Davis did a really good job and came back in after the Cubettes had given up a number of runs and was able to quiet down the lineup of that strong College Station team. So Leighton Davis, our John Breeden star of the game.
Yeah, the star of the game is sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham. For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. Back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas-grown and customer-owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Hi, I'm Alexandra with TNA Pest Control Services. We are locally owned and operated in Brenham. We will provide you with our brand name products and give you the best quality service we have to offer. Give us a call today for a free quote and let us help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At TNA Services, our number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Finding the right insurance agent can be tricky. You want someone who will give you good service at a good price and someone you can trust. John Breeden, your local State Farm insurance agent, is the someone you're looking for. John Breeden can get you the coverage you need with car, home, health, and life insurance from State Farm Insurance, and all at a price you can live with. See State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's insurance you can trust.
All right, as we come back here one last time, our final score, the College Station Lady Cougars 8, the Brenham Cubettes 2. And so next up for the Cubettes, they've got a bye coming up on Tuesday night. And then next Friday, they'll be on the road at Montgomery. And that's another one that's a must-win. The Cubettes, that was, if you remember, that was that one where we were Cubettes were ahead 10-0. Montgomery came back tied at 10-10, and then Cubettes had to win in the walk-off in the bottom.
Right.
Of the
it was one of those wild, wild games. But you know, now, and with Montgomery coming back, you know, here at Alumni Field, you know, going over there, you know, they have to be thinking that, hey, we can win this game. And, you know, every game now down the stretch is going to be so important for the Cubettes. There are games you just really need to win. Mm-hmm. This one today, man, I thought we really had an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, it was looking good there for a while.
But then, you know, College Station showing the program that they are, they came back and finished it off. So,
yeah, and our next broadcast, we're going to be with the Brenham Cubs Tuesday night as they travel to A&M Consolidated, and that is going to be a 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:35 pregame here on KWHI. Well, it just remains for us to thank Sandy Bag at the studios for her always great job on the boards. A big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, we thank our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug and Tommy saying good night, everybody.
Play ball!
The post-game show is made possible by Conjura Tiles, Performance, Health, and Wellness, Thielemann Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Cody Real Estate, Trail Masters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hyundai of Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.